you because the great apostle Paul baptized me. They're always around. Well, Paul said, I thank God that I didn't baptize any of you, except the household of Crispus and Gaius and the household of Stephanas. And he said, if I baptize any more, I've forgotten about it. So there were the Paulites in that church. Not only were there the Paulites, there were the Apollolites. Now these were the followers of Apollos. This was the elite crowd in the church. This was the educated crowd. And they said, well, we're better than you are spiritually because we're better educated. Well, Apollos was a good man according to the book of Acts. He was an eloquent man, the Bible says. He was a mighty man in the scriptures, but he knew only the baptism of John. Now, there was a man by the name of Aquila and a woman by the name of Priscilla. They went to hear Apollos preach one day. And in the course of the message, there was a sour note that they heard in his sermon, in his preaching. And Aquila must have turned, punched his life and said, did he really say what I think I heard him say? She must have said he sure did. And the Word of God tells us that after that service is over, these two people take Apollos out and they instruct him more fully in the things of the Lord. So here are two groups in the church. The third group in the church, of course, I call the Cephanites. The word Cephas is just another name for Simon Peter. And so, of course, this little group was in the church, and they were causing divisions also. This was a crowd that said, well, and this crowd's always around too. This crowd said, well, I believe that you're really saved by grace through faith, but we still believe that you ought to be circumcised to get all the way in. You know, to get everything that God has for you. I read in the book of Colossians, for ye are complete in Him. That word complete is a wonderful word. It means, well, actually, it's a mariner's word. It means here is a ship that is laden with everything necessary to make this journey complete. And I can go on and on and on. It speaks of a house that is fully furnished. Nothing else is needed in that house. Ye are complete in Him. This crowd is always around. For instance, I go on an airplane a few days ago. It was a late flight coming out of Louisville, Kentucky. There was a lady sitting over next to the window. I was sitting in the aisle seat. There was another seat between me and her. And so I noticed that she was reading from the New International Version of the Bible. She didn't know me from Adam's mouse cat. And I said to the lady, I said, you must be a religious lady. Or she said, I am. I said, what religious affiliation are you? She said, well, I am a charismatic Presbyterian. I said, well, I've never met one of those before. I said, John Calvin was a 5-4 Calvinist. And I said, I guess he would turn over in his grave if he knew that there 15, he talks about a Christian worker's motives, and on and on and on. Now, beginning with verse number 19, through the end of the chapter, Paul is going to talk about the reward for the true minister of God. That is, those who are called of God and those that are doing what they can to fulfill the call of God that is in their life. Now let's look at verse number 24. Paul says in verse 24, we'll read the scripture, know ye not 10. In verse number 10, Paul says, finally, my brethren, and that word brethren is a generic term, and it means both men and women alike. It means having the same father. It means coming out of the same womb. It means brothers and sisters in the same family. Did it ever occur to you that God never has any stepchildren? God does not have any grandchildren. We're all sons of God, you see. So brethren means both it. We are a real, genuine fight. Amen. And there's some enemies out there. There's an internal enemy. There's an internal enemy. There's an external enemy out there that is called the world and the flesh and the devil. Ecclesiastes 3:8 says there is no discharge in that war. Paul said there's a force to be run. I can spend the rest of the time on this, but time will permit me to do so. Lord's commandments.